The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to the Hoop Heads Podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here with my co-host, Jason Sunkel.
Hey, we're actually in the same room tonight.
We are. It's not a split screen. So to everyone out there, thanks for joining us. We're going to do a very, very special Kristaps Porzingis, New York Knicks emergency podcast.
We weren't going to do one tonight.
We just did a show last night. Now we had to come back after this trade and talk about what is going on with the New York Knicks. I mean, I think this trade, obviously you can see why Dallas is doing it. The Knicks, it only makes sense if something else is about to happen, or not maybe about to, but is going to happen in the next 6 months. So let's talk about what that something is and what this trade means for both of those
teams. So just to kind of get the whole trade, there's a lot of players involved, so I've got it pulled up here. So we've got the Knicks are trading Porzingis, Tim Hardaway.
Let's go one player at a time.
Porzingis.
Okay, so Porzingis, if you're the Knicks, A, Porzingis is hurt. B, since the franchise is a dumpster fire, there's a chance that Porzingis has already told them, look, guys, I'm out of here as soon as I can get out of here. So,
which was probably said at that meeting today.
Right, which is probably why
they traded him 30 minutes after the meeting.
Correct. So I think that there's definitely, you know, it makes sense from that standpoint that if Porzingis didn't want to be in New York, that they ship him out. But it's still, when you're New York and you have no other asset besides Porzingis, seems crazy to ship him out.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, they said that talks heated up last night. But I don't know if you saw after the game. You know they played each other last night.
Okay, I didn't know that. But
the Knicks played the Mavericks the other day, and Luka and Kristaps gave each other high fives and were laughing it up after the game, you know, and kind of goofing around. So people are speculating that they kind of knew that this was in the works and going to happen. But
it's interesting. Again, you don't know what the relationship is between Porzingis and Doncic, and obviously, you know, there's a thought that they're both European players, but
and Dirk,
because,
man.
Well, but just because they're European players doesn't necessarily mean not every single person in Europe is friends with every other single person in Europe. So
see Britain and France.
Right.
All right.
So obviously there's a connection there, and obviously there's something, but I think it could be overstated how good of friends they are or aren't. But from the Mavericks' perspective, you add a guy who, if he's healthy, fits really, really well.
It's a big if, though.
Luka. Yeah, I mean, it's a big if with a 7'3" guy that has a torn ACL that you haven't seen play, whether or not he's going to come back and be the player that he was. But theoretically, he makes a ton of sense. Good defender at the rim, guy who can shoot it, space the floor at 7'3". Makes a lot of sense playing alongside and with Luka.
All right, so that's the first player. The rest are going to be relatively quick. I think Tim Hardaway Jr.
So from the Knicks' perspective, this is a guy who's interesting on both sides. So the Knicks, he's got a huge contract.
Overpaid.
So the Knicks clear that salary off the books with the idea that who's coming? Durant?
Kyrie.
Kyrie and Durant? I mean, they've now really, because they've
They are interested in Anthony Davis.
Okay, but now
they just don't have any assets.
Well, now they're out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes unless they get the number one pick. And even then, you package Zion and what else are they packaging? What else do they possibly have to trade? There's no way.
DeAndre Jordan.
There's I don't even know if I can. To me, they're out. They are now out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes.
Yep.
They are out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. So you're looking at, can they attract Durant and some other random free agent? Could it be Kyrie? Maybe.
Someone said that they were going to end up with who's the guy? Is a Clipper that's playing really well this year?
Tobias Harris.
They said they're going to end up with Tobias Harris.
They could.
And
that would be a very Knicks-y move.
It was Tobias Harris and someone else, and I chuckled at that.
It would be very Knicks-y. And then from Dallas's perspective, it's not that Tim Hardaway Jr. is a bad player.
He can score.
Yeah, I mean, he's a functional player. So if they're trying to make a playoff push and now that they're trading away draft picks, obviously they want to be good. And I know that, you know, it wasn't this year's pick, but that this year's pick is already going to Atlanta. So they want to win. Tim Hardaway helps them win. I mean, yep. He doesn't help them at that salary. I mean, he doesn't help their salary cap situation, But again, I don't know that that really matters. He's a functional player that's going to help him be better on the court.
All right. Dallas also got Courtney Lee and Trey Burke. I don't really have anything to say about either of those guys. I can't believe Courtney Lee's still in the league. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either one of those guys moves the needle. I mean, I think there was hope that Trey Burke would, you know, develop into a competent backup NBA point guard, but whatever.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to look at what Dallas traded away. They traded away Dennis Smith Jr., who's been a hot button issue with Dallas. You know, they weren't getting along. There's been issues with Rick Carlisle and him, and, you know, everything I've ever heard about Rick Carlisle is he's pretty easy to get along with, so you had to do something really bad to make him not.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Nerlens Noel, man.
Oh.
He doesn't... Hopefully Dennis Smith liked hot dogs less than Nerlens Noel liked them, but at any rate. So here's the thing that's interesting to me about Dennis Smith. Forget about whatever happened to him in Dallas, but the reality is now he's on his way to New York. And now, if you're the New York Knicks, you have Frankie Smokes, you have Emmanuel Mudiay, and you have Dennis Smith Jr. So you essentially have three guys who, what are they? I mean, Mudiay washed out in Denver. They got rid of him, gave up on him. Frankie Smokes this year, I mean, I think last year towards the end of the season, people were thinking that he was coming around, and obviously he was a defender, and they thought of this guy's, you know, and now... This year he's hardly played. I mean, he's played significantly, I would guess, less minutes than he did last year. And then Dennis Smith, I mean, Dallas has had him for...
He's a good dunker.
Dennis Smith's a very good dunker. I mean, they've had him for a year and a half, and they've already given up on him. So what do you do with those three guys? I mean, I don't know what Nick Ntilikina is already on his rookie contract.
Yeah.
So is Dennis Smith. Mudiay, I don't know what his status is right now, but again, there's no way in the long term those three guys are part of your franchise. And you know, if they bring in Durant and then they're going to try to go after Kyrie to team with Durant, then are any of those guys on the roster a year from now? Who knows? Maybe one of them sticks around as a backup, but to me, that's I don't know. I don't know what the Knicks are doing.
And then the other two guys, Wes Matthews and DeAndre Jordan.
I can sum those guys up in two words. Can you guess what those two words are?
Buyout?
Expiring contracts.
Well, I read someone said, I think it was Mark Stein, or it might have been Shams, that said, you know, it's likely that those two guys are buyout candidates, and that they could end up being, on a different team. It would have to obviously, I think it's March 1st is the deadline, so we've got a month.
Do either of those guys, I mean, I don't know, DeAndre Jordan, what he does he fit? Does he fit with any contender where he makes a difference with any team? I mean, does he make a marketable difference with any team?
Okay, so if he gets a buyout, and he signs a veteran minimum contract, essentially, right?
Right, but I'm saying, does he make any team that is in the top eight, does he make any team more likely to advance one round further?
Could you put him in Houston? As a backup to Capella?
If Capella's not injured, I mean, certainly, you know, he could fulfill the Capella role, although I'm not sure
and him together.
I'm just not sure that DeAndre Jordan is as mobile anymore to go out and defend out on the perimeter the way Capella does. And to me, Jordan is a guy whose time in the league has passed him by. That's not to say that he can't still rebound and put up stats and do some things, but I just don't think that, to me, you put him on any team, and I don't think he moves the needle in any way, shape, or form. Yep. That, you know, I don't think Houston's going to go, okay, if we get him, we're gonna be able to advance another round.
What about the Lakers?
I mean, is he better than Tyson Chandler? I mean, who knows if the Lakers trade for AD and they? I know you sent me the tweet of that they put out that they offered all four of their young guys plus what was it, one pick, two
a
picks,
pick, a pick, yeah. Pick
so and two. One pick,
yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe he makes sense then once you get rid of, you know, once you get rid of four guys off the roster. But I don't know. I don't see him making a difference in any team that's out there.
Yeah, it's funny. I think Wes Matthews has a better chance of making an impact. And I don't think it's a big impact, but I think I could see a team that would pick him up.
Yeah, Wes Matthews could help a team off the bench. Like I could see like
Philly.
Philly. He could
Philly.
Help.
I mean, we keep putting these swing guards in Philly, and I think they would be perfect.
Yeah, I think Wes Matthews could help Philadelphia because again, he could shoot it, and They just don't have – Philly about, just doesn't have depth since they traded Covington and Sarge.
What about Indiana? What about Wes Matthews, the Indiana? I know he's not Oladipo, but he could at least play some minutes in that role. And,
yeah, it depends on what Indiana wants to do. I mean, I guess if you're getting them on a veteran's minimum salary, that Indiana could make some sense because, again, we know that Indiana's not going to be as good, obviously, without their best player. But they're also not going to fall completely out of the playoff race simply because they've already
35-12.
Yeah, I mean, they've already accumulated enough wins. Probably they probably wouldn't have to win another game, and they'd be close to making the playoffs in the East.
Yeah.
So, you know, they may want to just you add Wesley Matthews, and again, it's another serviceable piece that can help you to compete. And again, I can't imagine them getting past the first round.
Yeah.
Depending on where they're at. I guess if they stay in the third seed, which I can't see how they stay in the third seed, but if they fall to 4 or 5, they're not getting out of the first round.
And then the other two pieces of the trade were a 2021 unprotected pick and a 2023 protected pick that's a top 10 protected.
Yeah, the unprotected pick, in theory, Dallas is counting on the fact that Kristaps is going to come back and be healthy.
And he's not going to leave.
And then I think the other thing that if you're Mark Cuban and the Mavericks, you've got to look at and say, okay, now we have two really high upside young guys that are we going to become a free agent destination? Can we attract one more guy to our team where now we can take it to the next level where we're actually competing?
And not to mention Luka's on a rookie contract, so that's like,
yeah, for
that's
sure.
Huge.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the idea of trading away that draft pick is, yeah, it's unprotected, but if things go the way the Mavericks hope they go and Porzingis is healthy and they can get one more star in there, you know, that pick's going to be in the 20s. And then the second pick is protected 1 through 10, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, there's not much downside. I mean, the downside to trading away picks, and we kind of see it with what the Pelicans have done with Anthony Davis and what the Cavs did with LeBron, you trade away those picks, and one, you don't get the player that those picks turn into, and then two, you don't have those picks to trade for something else when you get closer to actually being a title contender. So it remains to be seen whether that was a good long-term decision to trade away those picks or not. If Porzingis stays healthy, you know, what's your odds of getting a better player than Porzingis with one of those two picks? Probably not too high. And again, especially if they have the success that they're hoping to have. So overall, if I had to score the trade right now, sitting here today, I would score it as a massive landslide victory for the Mavericks. But if it comes to be July 1st and somehow the Knicks are able to sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving,
and have the number one pick,
and you know they get the top pick, or they get the pick in the top three, suddenly that move, that trade is looking a lot better. So I guess I'll reserve some judgment against the Knicks for right now. But to me, I think the Mavericks have clearly won the trade as it stands right now, without knowing what the free agent situation is going to be in New York.
All right, I don't really have anything else to add. I think I'm really looking forward to the Cavs game on Saturday. I'm going to get to, hopefully Luka's ankle will be recovered because he didn't play tonight. I'll be very sad if he does not play on Saturday, and I'm stuck with Tim Hardaway jacking up three-pointers.
You'll be able to watch J.J. Barea, so it's all good. All
right, so the other thing we wanted to talk about briefly was the Eastern and Western Conference reserves were announced today, and I'm just going to pull them up, but we tied, Mike.
Yeah, we had the same number right. I think we were off.
You had
in the conference.
I
was better in the East, and you were better in the West. Yeah. I believe.
Yeah. So.
All right. Let's do it this way. Read off the names, and then let's just say who our number one snub was in each conference, and which guy. Because, again, everybody likes to talk about who got snubbed, but nobody likes to take anybody off the team.
The East, I've already got my decision.
Let's pick our number one snub from each conference and then talk about which guy we would remove from the roster. So
the East, the reserves are Bradley Beal, Blake Griffin, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, Victor Oladipo, Ben Simmons, and Nikola Vucevic.
All right, so in the East, I had 5 out of 7. I did not have Kyle Lowry, and I did not have Chris Middleton.
And I had 4.
So from the Bucks, they took Middleton over Bledsoe, which is defensible. I'm okay with that. The guy that I would remove from...
And we're assuming Oladipo's obviously not going to be playing, so right, they're going to fill a spot with someone.
Correct.
But you were going to say, who are you going to remove?
So I would definitely remove Kyle Lowry if I had to remove somebody from that team. I know he's averaging, 14 points and 10 assists, but I think I'm biased because I've watched him come up short in the playoffs so many times that I just don't think, I don't know, I just don't see him as being worthy of being on the All-Star team.
So who'd you say you would put in this place, did you say?
I did not say.
Who would you put in his place?
So if I was going to go ahead and replace him, now I'm drawing a blank on who my other guys were on my team.
Bledsoe?
I would not put Bledsoe in. And so that leaves me with, I'm trying to remember who my other guy was.
I don't remember.
Well, why don't you give us your guy while I'm thinking?
Well, okay, so I would definitely pull Lowry off without even hesitating. I would pull Lowry off, and I would put any of my three in that I missed.
So which were your guys that you
my
put
My three
in?
Guys, Bledsoe. I don't think Bledsoe gets in because he's already got two people.
Yeah, I don't think Bledsoe
okay,
gets
I'd
in.
I'd put Siakam in, and I know we already had this discussion.
I would not put Siakam in.
And then... Just because it's his last season, it was Dwayne Wade was my last one.
Okay, well, boy, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. I got to go back and remember who my other guys were.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But I don't know. I guess the East was that bad. We can't even remember who it was that.
It was bad. It's bad. It was bad. It is bad.
Yeah. Oh. Duh, D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell.
He's my snub. 100%.
Yeah, give me D'Angelo Russell. Absolutely.
Well, he was snubbed the most.
Apologize, Joe Harris, that we didn't remember your teammate.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell.
So I think D'Angelo should be in. I think D'Angelo is going to get the spot for Oladipo. That's my prediction.
That seems fair to me.
How do we forget him?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. So the West. Okay, I gotta pull.
This is our third third podcast of the night, so I think we're
running on fumes.
Yeah, we're running on fumes right now.
Okay,
right.
So
let's
the
go
West.
The West. Let's crank the West.
Yeah,
out.
So the West, I've got to, of course, I got to find who it was. I thought it would be at the top because that's where the East was, and no, it wasn't.
All right, so if I was looking at the West, I would pull off, I guess you got to read the roster first once you find it.
Oh, my God.
There it is. You got to go through
okay,
it.
Okay, West, here we go. Aldridge. Anthony Davis, Jokic, Lillard, Klay Thompson, Karl Anthony Towns, Russell Westbrook.
All right, so if I was going to pull somebody off, this is a tough one. I think I would probably pull off LaMarcus Aldridge. With my second choice to pull somebody off would be Klay Thompson. And then, look, man, I have a Warriors bias. I understand. I have a Warriors bias, so... and if I was going to put somebody on, I don't understand why Rudy Gobert is not on that team.
Well, Jay Billis agrees with you because he's fuming. His Twitter, he's on fire.
All right, well, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, Gobert is probably going to be the defensive player of the year. He's certainly going to be in the top three. And Utah obviously had a rough start to the season, but they've righted the ship. I think I looked and they were maybe sixth. The last time I looked, and I know I had them pegged for second in the West when the season started. I don't think they're going to be able to get there, but I still think they got a shot to get in the top four. So, Donovan Mitchell's been playing better. But to me, Gobert's got to be, he's got to be an All-Star. And, LaMarcus has better scoring stats, but to me, I think Gobert impacts the game in a larger way than Aldridge
does. I think that's where the whole, All-Star bias stuff comes in because this is like LaMarcus Aldridge's seventh straight time being in the All-Star game, and people just are like, oh, he's an All-Star, so we're going to put him in, and blah, 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 blah. I definitely agree with you. I think, I didn't have Gobert on my roster, but after taking some personal reflection time and looking at my... I would definitely think that he kind of deserves a spot. I would think, to be honest with you, I would take Karl Anthony Towns or LaMarcus off and replace him. And I would also replace either one of those guys with Derrick Rose still, just because of the kind of comeback season he's having. And I know that wouldn't happen, but I definitely think, that's got to happen. And what's interesting is we haven't heard exactly if Anthony Davis is going to be back and if he's going to participate in the All-Star game. I think it would be a poor look especially with all the nonsense going on, that if he's not back playing for New Orleans, for him to go and play in the All-Star game, and if he's not traded at that point.
Yeah, obviously. Who knows? I mean, he could be a Laker by that point, but I'll be, I don't know. Yeah, if he's sitting out for New Orleans, I wonder if he would play in the All-Star game. You wouldn't think so, but again, who knows? Stranger things have happened than that. So it'll be a fun All-Star game. I hope that the intensity that we saw last year, especially in the last few minutes, yeah, where guys actually
play defense,
played a little bit. Again, I understand it's an exhibition game, but come on, fellas, you got to play a little bit of defense, and you got to have a little bit of pride and try to actually win the game, as opposed to just making it a completely glorified just run and dunk, yeah, and toss off the backboard show. So it's much more entertaining when there's a little bit of defense played and the players actually compete and want to try to win the game. So hopefully we will not have to do another emergency pod tomorrow night, although who knows, Anthony Davis could be traded between now and tomorrow night, and we might be right back on tomorrow.
Yeah, who knows? But next week we'll have the draft is a week from today, actually a week from yesterday now because it's Friday, but the 7th. So we'll probably have to do a podcast about the two teams and who's going
to
win.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. To everyone out there, thanks for listening to this special edition of the NBA Hoopheads podcast, and we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, brought to you by Head Start Basketball.